This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit BestWestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems.
Welcome to the Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule, and here with me is my co-host, Hollywood, and our friend, Jason Matzinger. If you missed last week's episode with Jason, make sure you head back over and give it a listen or give it a watch on YouTube. This is our segment known as Shiny Objects, and this is where we talk about our current obsession. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an object. It can be an upcoming adventure, a song, a book, you name it. It's your shiny object. So, Jason, what is your current shiny object?
Well, I have two that come to mind when it comes to the hunting space, and one is my youngest son, Asher, turned 10 on April 18th.
Oh, wow.
And so through the Apprentice Hunter program here in Montana, he can shoot his first deer this fall.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of been a yearly buildup. You know, he got his first rifle from me for Christmas. Mm. And then I got him a rifle scope for his birthday. So the next step is we're going to go get the rifle scope mounted, kind of show him how that whole process works. I mean, he doesn't need to learn it all, but just the basics. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go get the rifle sighted in and kind of, get him comfortable at different yardages. And then, of course, this fall, getting him out there, I've really sort of pulled back on the hunts that I've planned away from home this fall specifically, so I can make sure to know I have the time to get him out there and give him a good experience for his first hunt this fall. Mm-hmm. And, that's a big one for me. And, of course, hunting with my older boy too, and my dad, just kind of that whole process, but now being able to bring Asher into the fold and let him, take his first deer is pretty exciting, because so far he's been little brother that's had to take the back seat and, occasionally shoot a prairie dog or, wing one at a rock out there or something every now and then. So he's been patiently waiting. And so that's probably the biggest one for me right now. Like I said, it's not just the hunt itself. It's kind of, it started at Christmas and we talk about it every chance we're together. And so it's, I would say overarching shiny object for the year, and I'm excited to get into that hunt. And additionally, kind of going back to the elk shed hunting stuff for me, I had a great spring of picking sheds this year, which has me super jacked with this fall to get out there and really dig in. Like many places, Montana included, it's getting harder to get these tags, even as a resident. And so I'm just super thankful I got the elk tag that I want to get this year. And
awesome.
And you know, it's in the area that I love. I put a ton of research and time into this area, and I have a friend that drew that same tag from out of state. Jeff Helm. So yeah, he'll be coming up this fall and getting to do some more hunting with him. So
that's cool
for me. This whole between now and fall is going to be important. I'm putting a lot of time into summer scouting and trying to figure out where the water sources are at. And, I just want to be on top of it because, you know, I'm not going to take this tag for granted moving forward. And, you know, I want to make the most of it this year. So those are the two, big shiny objects for me right now when it comes to hunting and kind of what I'm looking forward to coming up this fall.
Yeah, that's amazing. To go back to, you know, talking about your boy Asher getting out for his first deer, and I think about when I got my first deer, and it was the, well, one of two times I saw my dad cry. It was when I shot my first deer and then when I shot my first buck. So, so if that says anything about, you know, the emotion that that creates, you know what I mean? And how special of a moment that is for a dad. So yeah, that's amazing. That's a great shiny object. And of course, anything, you know, hunting related, and then you get your buddy coming up to hang out with you. And Jeff is he's a party in and of itself, right? So he's a blast to hang out with. So that's going to be a great time.
Yeah, for sure. He had the tag 2 years ago and we hunted together and got him a nice bull. And so we're excited to see if we can do a repeat.
Cool. That's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. Just your first deer, that's it sets a tone, man.
Yeah,
that's the hook right there. I mean, right when he's saying the youngest brother too, I'm just thinking like how many times I sat at home just like, waiting for my dad, just like, did you get something? Did you get something? Then finally, like the year that's like, you can go. I'm like, oh, you know, it's just amazing. I was so jacked up for it. So
yeah,
yeah, I'm sure he's just going crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of the whole expectation thing, going back to my first boy's deer hunt, I remember going into that hunt, I had the truck loaded, everything that we were going to take, and he was kind of looking around and he was like, well, aren't you going to bring the video camera? And I said, no, I wasn't planning on it. Like, I just wanted this to be about me and you. I didn't want you to have to worry about filming or, you know, the camera being over your shoulder or any of that. I just wanted this to be, you know, about you and your first deer and the experience. And it surprised me because, you know, in my mind, I thought that was wholesome. And that it was for the right reasons. But in his mind, he was like, well, what, isn't this hunt cool enough to be on the TV show? And so he was even kind of like that, like, oh, you don't want to film it? Like, you don't think this could be on the show? And I was like, oh, no, I'll film it if that's what you want. He's like, yeah, grab the camera gear. I'm like, okay. So anyway, it kind of flipped on me there. But, yeah, we had a great time and he made a great shot. He just showed so much patience in the moment. And, you know, when it all comes down to that moment of pulling the trigger, it's surprising how much they really have retained, you know, and how much time they take and, you know, make sure they do it right. And so, that's yeah, great. Like I said, it didn't go exactly like I planned, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right.
So,
yeah, right. Sweet.
So what about you, Hollywood? What's your current shiny object?
Man. Oh, jeez. Really got me
too many.
Time.
Yeah. Too many shiny objects.
Oh, good Lord. How many times have I said turkey season this year?
A lot. Oh, man. I'm pretty well immersed in it right now.
Yeah. And then I
fair enough.
The book. I mean, turkey season is definitely the hot one right now, just because I'm like, the next time I'm on this podcast, I will have a dead bird.
Maybe. I think this is our fourth episode now where I'm waiting for you to.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty bad. Public land woes. On those like 100 acre public lands that Minnesota has. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible.
With a hunter per acre.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrible stats out here. I'll say I've got one. I'll push the envelope here. Tim Wilson. He's the president of Minnesota Archers Alliance.
Yes.
I'm waiting right now on my arrows to show up. I'm doing a field archery target setup.
That's cool.
There's some local guys that have been, you know, digging on me to get into it and finally do some outdoor target competitions. So I love doing outdoor shooting already. Now let's throw some, you know, lenses in on it and some extra challenges. And so now I'm just waiting for the components to show up and the arrows to show up. I just keep waiting for that truck to come rolling in and start doing some arrow builds so I can finally jump into field archery, which has already started. I have to wait for shipping. So then the first tournament that Tim, that's why I brought him up, he said I have to be at is June 15th. So I don't even have an arrow build yet. And first tournament for outdoor archery is less than a month, or well, I guess pretty much exactly a month away. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. And my May is just booked with, you know, turkey hunting, and we have a wedding in between to go to, hiking at some point. So a lot of no time for archery, and I'm going to be doing a tournament June 15th. So
nice.
That's the shiny object, getting into field archery, but
that's a good one.
We'll see how it goes.
That's a good one.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. I've got a bunch too. But it's, you know, the big thing is right now just getting kind of jazzed up for the year that we have ahead of us with Vapor Trail and with Stokerized. You know, put together, you know, we've kind of pivoted on our marketing plan a little bit, and, you know, I've got some help, so that's awesome. I got some people that in my corner that can help me with it, so I don't have to do it all myself. And that's been going really well. And then there's all these things that all kind of come together all at once, because my wife is an artist and I also am a woodworker, and I build her frames for her art. So I've been just slamming away, you know, getting those done in the garage. You know, right now they're for the most part done, just been, you know, doing the sanding part, which anybody who's a woodworker knows that's like the worst part. I don't think I know any woodworker that enjoys sanding. I'm at that point where I'm just like, oh, you know, it's hard to get in the garage to finish it up, but getting those done, so that's awesome. And then also, you know, kind of smoothing things out with the other podcast that I'm doing right now with Rick Hansen, Don't Die Rusty, so we're getting that smoothed out and polished a little bit. It's becoming a little bit more self-sufficient, and so that's going well. So just all of these things all coming together, you know what I mean? And then now we got the Seven Peaks climb that Rick and I are going to do out in the Badlands. That's coming up here in less than 3 weeks, and I don't even think I've put a mile in on my feet yet. So
nice. I was going to ask if you guys are still doing that.
I'm going in very unprepared, so that's going to be a little bit of a struggle, but you know,
his ear's going to be doing it.
Wouldn't be worth it if you didn't struggle a little bit, right?
That's right.
Not that I know of.
He's probably too busy with his kid.
Yeah, he's pretty busy with life and, you know, selling $26 million worth of property every year.
He sells dirt, man. He just sells dirt. I say, kick him in the shin if you see him.
But. Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah, and then after that, so like you, I've got some new arrows coming too, finally making the switch. I got some, I got 24 stacks coming from G5.
Stacks is the arrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 203s. So I'll be building those up, getting those ready for Total Archery Challenge. I'll be at Terry Peak, and that's about the only one I'm going to be able to go to because my wife has like 12 art shows this summer.
Good Lord.
So yeah, we're going to be really busy with that. So
yeah, I was going to say, you have a lot of cool things going on. I don't.
I kind of envy that, actually.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to sit back and kick my feet up once in a while, you know, but.
In a turkey blind. It's not that fun, man. It's a lot of failures.
Yeah. So that's what I got going on. Just a few things, but.
That's sweet.
But yeah, so, well, folks, that brings us to the end of this episode. Jason, thanks again, you know, so much for your time today. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. So where can people find you if they want to get in touch with you or look you up?
Well, the show comes on the Sportsman's Channel from July to December, so we're off right now, but typically you can find us on Monday nights, 7:30 Mountain Time is our kind of prime time slot. Like I said, between July and December, but other than that,
that's Into High Country, right?
Yes, correct. Into High Country TV. Cool. You can find all past seasons and episodes now on My Outdoor TV, the app that, Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel put out. And then additionally, my YouTube channel is another place you can find a lot of content on there, from episodes to some of the short films I've done, as well as documentaries. And then on social media, Jason Matzinger Official is really my main pages on Facebook and Instagram.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So make sure you guys head over there. Jason has his basically kind of his own style.
For sure.
Nothing like you'll see out there. So make sure you head over there and check out some of his content. It's great content. You'll definitely enjoy that. And also be sure to head over to the Vapor Trail and Stoke Rise social channels and give us a follow there. Like I said before, you can see the video version of this episode on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. So make sure you head over there, give it a like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And if you're listening, be sure to do me a favor, whatever platform you're on, give us a rating. Make sure that you give us 5 stars, nothing less.
I was just going to say nothing less. Otherwise, we're never selling you a thing again. And with that, we're going to pack up our bows and arrows, and we're hitting the range. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stoke Rise branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.